pangs of jealousy for our next guest. He just completed an 8-day train experience across northern Spain. He was the only American on board. Bill Clevelin is a St. Louis travel reporter. His website, Bill on the Road, focuses on positive travel experiences. Bill, welcome back to Total Information AM.
Well, hello, Megan and Tom. How are you guys doing?
Well, good. Right. It sounds like you had a wonderful trip. Tell us about the train you were in.
Absolutely, yeah. So I got this invitation just a few weeks ago to head up to northern Spain. And to, if you can believe it, I almost turned down the invitation just because of my travel schedule. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm flying back from Canada. I'm going to have to turn around and just go literally right back to the airport and fly overseas. And I said, no, I got to do it. This would be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I did. I head over to northern Spain, and I did this experience called the Transcantabrico. So this is Spain, if you don't know, has some luxury trains. This is not Amtrak. No offense to the good folks at Amtrak, but these are luxury trains that have been renovated from, you know, the old Pullman cars that came out like in the 20s or whatever. And they take you on a train ride across northern Spain, lasts 8 days. And it is absolutely unbelievable. It's one of the neatest experiences I have ever had. I don't know if either of you have had a chance to visit northern Spain, but it's absolutely beautiful. You're right there along the water. And what you do on this train is you stop along the way. You have the chance to go out on guided tours, and you'll visit these little cool coastal communities, some of them, you know, bigger cities, some small towns. You have a chance to kind of go out on your own and explore and see the different, you know, if you're interested in checking out whatever architecture, you want to go have, you know, sweet treats at the local bakery, you know, whatever you want to do, you can do that while you're in town. And then the train itself, I don't know if either of you have had a chance to watch the video I posted yesterday on my Bill on the Road Facebook page, but I did a little roundup, took lots of video during the trip. And this train, you get, there's only 14 suites on board this thing. Okay. So it's a small group of folks, and you have a dining car, of course, where they serve you breakfast and dinner. And then when you're out and about and you're doing the tours, they take you to a nice restaurant for lunch. I'm telling you, this is like one of the most unbelievable experiences I've been able to have. And for me, aside from just the train experience, you mentioned I was the only American on board. I got to go along with 10 other travel journalists from around the world. And so I was able to meet folks who do what I do in other countries. So met some really nice people from Germany and China and Switzerland and, you know, Mexico and different countries. And so it was really fun to kind of talk shop with these folks and compare notes on what we do in our own countries. And it was a blast.
Wow. Tell me more about northern Spain and some of those places that you visited.
Yeah, so northern Spain's absolutely beautiful. So I've been to Spain once before. I spent some time in Toledo and a few of the other towns that are, I don't know, maybe an hour or two south of Madrid. And this was, I thought it was very, very different. Still, you have some medieval, kind of vibes in town. You've got the, cobblestone roads here and there. I guess I don't call them cobblestone there. But, the architecture is absolutely beautiful. I love taking photographs. So, you know, I took, oh, my gosh, you know, hundreds of photos down these, you know, beautiful, narrow streets where, you know, if you look up, you see people still hanging their clothes out to dry, you know, on a clothesline. It was just absolutely beautiful. And then I mentioned the water. So many of these towns are really right there on the water. They all have a beautiful beachfront, and you can look out and see people. Now, here, this was kind of a funny thing. So, you know, as Americans, we are not really accustomed to, or do we accept this nude sunbathing stuff, right? So I'm walking down the street in one of these little towns, and I look over, and I'm with, I think, the journalist from China, and I look over, and I said, oh, my God. I said, look at this. People topless on the beach. So when I got back to the train, and I'm telling, of course, the natives, you know, the people who work on it, they all just, you know, USA, you know, silly American, you know, you're not, it's not a big deal. Nobody cares, you know? And so that was kind of a funny thing to see occasionally as you'd visit these little towns and they'd be out on the beach. The one thing, if you've never been to Spain, which is so interesting to me, so they do a big lunch at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then basically the whole town like shuts down, or everybody shuts down for the day, not for the whole day, but just for like a long lunch. And then you have dinner like at 9 o'clock at night. Like I'm in bed at 9 o'clock at night, usually 9 or 10. So people are just starting their meals at 9 o'clock at night. So that's a little bit of a learning curve if you've never been over there. But overall, I have really learned to love Spain. It was not, to be honest with you, on one of my, you know, top of my international travel list a few years ago. But I really like it now. It's really grown on me.
Now, you can't talk about the meals without telling us what the actual food was that you got to eat.
Well, you know, and I always know this question's coming, and I don't know if you two know this about me, but I'm one of the most finicky, picky eaters on the planet. So for me, when I go, I know I'm probably not going to eat much of anything when I'm in Spain, but that does not mean that I'm the rule. I am the exception. People loved the food. You go to some pretty fancy restaurants on this trip, some award-winning restaurants. So, you know, you're having a lot of different courses, and you're sampling a lot of different things. There was a lot of, I will say, on this particular trip, there was a lot of fish dishes, and which I actually really liked. But everything's very fancy. I will tell you, when I got back to the U.S., I weighed myself. I had actually lost 5 pounds. And I was told that is not because I did all the walking. That's because a lot of, you know, the stuff that they serve over there is very fresh. It's very healthy for you. And so, but if you are a foodie, you would really like this trip, or being just in northern Spain in general and having that local cuisine. They do it right up there.
Yeah. The other thing that struck me, Bill, was you said suite inside the train.
Yeah.
So describe your suite.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's only 14 on board. So again, there's not a lot of people on the train. I think we had maybe 25 total, 20 maybe. There's a, there's, I don't know, 3 or 4 different versions. Mine, since I was traveling solo, there were 2 single beds. They were very comfortable. At night, the train does not move. So you're able to stay at the station and you sleep well. I will say if you shower in the morning, sometimes a train will take off. And so that's like showering in an earthquake. I don't know if you've had a chance to do that before. That was kind of interesting. And shaving was a little bit difficult if you didn't do it in time. But there was a nice couch in there. You got a little table, plenty of room, nice, plenty of places to store, you know, clothes or whatever. There's a TV, though I'd never turned it on once. And then some windows, obviously, you could look out and observe as you're rolling through the countryside. But and a lounge on board. There was a like a kind of a gaming car, not for gambling, but for everyone, board games or whatever. And nightly entertainment at night. They had, you know, always had a, you know, live music or a magician one night, or they had a guy on there that did like mixed drinks and talked about the history of mixed drink. I mean, it was you could not have asked for more from this experience.
You have painted quite a picture, Bill.
Well, I try. Still fresh in my mind. There is a video at Bill on the, well, you can't go to Bill on the Road. You go to Bill on the Road Facebook, facebook.com/Bill on the Road, and just scroll down a couple of posts. You'll see like a 3-minute video. I took video of the whole thing, put together a nice little compilation, and you can see what this is. You'll be blown away, and there's some links in the comments where you can actually go to the website and see about doing an experience of your own.
You can find him, Bill on the Road, on Facebook. It's Bill Cleveland. Thanks so much for being with us.
All right, guys. Have a good day. See ya.